Rav Toli ben Yitzchak Isaac, Gittel Bas Moshe, and Yitzchak Isaac ben Avraham Chaim Dov, and our Rav Yeshayahu ben Harav Tzvi Elimelech, also sponsored by Susan and Lenny Presby, in honor of Rabbi Simon and Ronnie and Paul Lustiger, Lili Nishmas Zeev ben Ari Lev.
Hey, good evening, everybody. So nice to see everybody. It's always a pleasure to be here during the different occasions before different Yom Tovim in the course of the year. So if I'm here, that means it's a Yontif coming up. So that's a good sign. I wish the Lustigers Seis Chem L'Sholem. They should have a happy, safe trip to Eretz Yisrael. Okay. So I'd like to delve into an aspect of the Haggadah that the Chasam Sofer delineates in his drushes, and perhaps to expand on that. So let's go all the way to page 14. Drushas Chasam Sofer, it really starts the Pesukim in Parshas Tzav. Shabbos HaGadol is usually Parshas Tzav. This year is not. So in the beginning of Parshas Tzav, which is on page 3, it says, Tzav es Aaron v'zbon av lemo zos toras ha'ola. The beginning of so then it says the Pasuk Gimel on page 5. The Lash Hakoyim Midebar Umlichzei Vad Yilbash Al Besor Vimetz Hadeshon Shetochal Aish Esolah Mizbeach Vosamol Eitzolah Mizbeach. So one of the first avodos in the Beit Hamikdash every morning was the Kohen would go. And there would be a heap of ashes on the Mizbeach, because all night everything was burning, so a heap of ashes. And then you'd have to take some of the ashes off the Mizbeach, put on the side, and then those from the side bring outside. So what was, and it says that this Avodah Rashi says needs a special zeros. It needs special encouragement for a Kohen to be involved in this avoda. So the Chasam Sofer, if you take a look on page 14, Tzavas Aaron ain't Tzav Elo Zeros. So what was the zeros? Why did you have a special encouragement about this avoda of cleaning off the ashes and putting the ashes on the side of the mizbeach? So he says, "Nirali ulai remez b'kan delo hayu mafisim atruma sadesh." In other words, all the different avodas that were in the mikdash and mishkan, there was a lottery to see who would get to do this avoda, who would get to do that avoda of the day. But he says he thinks that the pshat is that the Trumas Hadeshen was who first come, first serve. If you got there, you chapped, then you were able to do that avoda. He says, Taloya mefitzim at Trumas Hadeshen. Makol hazoriz v'ratz ola bekevesh v'hikti mischaveiro zochabo. And whoever got there first was able to do it. And he says, V'yanti v'stama misha zocha b'deshen shuvah lo yag b'fayis da olav v'ktoras. And he says also, if you were in the Ola and in the Ketores, if you did the Trumas Hadeshen, then you wouldn't be eligible to be in the lottery to do the other Avodas of that day, because you already did an Avoda. So you wouldn't be able to, you know, be in the pious and the lottery for the old carbon Ola Ketores, even though Chazal tell us that those two, the Ola and the Ketores, is a skula for good monetary success in life. So that was always, that's why, you know, the minhag is that at a bris milah, so the minhag is that we give a different person to be the tzaddik for everyone in the immediate family. We don't choose the same person in the immediate family. If this person was the tzaddik, so then he was zocha, because the tzaddik is like bringing the ketores, so he's zocha for hashiras. So like Rav Shechter always said, look, might as well spread the wealth, right? So therefore, that's why they asked the stipler. He said, you know, I was zocha to visit the stipler. He didn't live in the luxury, you know, the lap of luxury. So they said to him, you, this time you got, you were sandik so many times, you know, there was some shots. So he said, no, my Ashiris is that B'nai Torah, learn my Sfarim. That's my Ashiris. When I was in Eretz Yisrael with Rabbi Levi here, we were in Kamri Yavne the same year, and there was a fellow who's now OBG in Baltimore. His name is Dr. Joel Pleader. And the two of us turned 18 around the same time. So when you turn 18, in those days you had to go to the council, the American embassy in the Tel Aviv and sign up for the draft. So we figured once we're leaving yeshiva, we're going. So to Tel Aviv, how often are we going to go to Tel Aviv? So then we'll stop off at Bnei Brak and visit the stipler. So we went on a Friday morning, and what happened was we got there and they said, nope, can't visit. He was up the whole night learning, and now he's taking a nap. He can't. So we went back once on Shabbos. So he said that was his Ashiris. Other people say that Ashiris stands for Einayim, Shinayim, Yadayim, Raglayim. If your eyes are good and your teeth are good and you die, raglayim, you know, then you're a wealthy person, even if you're not necessarily living in the lap of luxury. So he says, so that was why you needed extra encouragement to do the Trumas Hadeshen, because Trumas Hadeshen, there was no pious. And then if you did the Trumas Hadeshen, you do the ashes, then you were disqualified to do the Ketores and the Ola. So a lot of people would say, I'd rather do the Ketores and the Ola and maybe, you know, get me an usher. So that's why it needed a special encouragement. So then he continues, and he says the following on page 5. He quotes a Gemara in Yevamos. You can look at the packet. The Gemara is there. Of the Emes Yoredaka, Omer Chazal Yevamos, Daf Kuf Tes and Beis, page 15. I'm sorry, 15. Misha Einlo Ela Torah, Afilu Torah Einlo. That's a. You might as well look inside to see it's inside. It's a fascinating comment. Let's look inside in the Gemara in Yevamos on page 12. Where did I put the arrow? The Tanya. Yosi Omer Kol Omer Ein Lo Torah, Ein Lo Torah. She Ela Kol Omer Ein Lo Ela Torah. She Ela Afilu Torah Ein Lo. There is a person who says he only has Torah. He doesn't even have that. So what is that? What does that statement mean? So comes the Chasam Sofer, when he writes the following, on page 15. Go back to the arrow. Emes Yoredarko, Amru Chazal, Misha Eilo Elo Torah, Filo Torah Eilo, Peyosh Kamos Alvalis, Ki Misha Eino Osa Elo Kimosha Hu Mitzuva Medaktik Mechud Hasara. Whereas if a person says, I only want to do exactly what you have to do. I don't want to do anything more. You know, I'll do what I'm supposed to do, but not an iota more. So it says, then he missed the whole point. Then he doesn't even have Torah. Because the whole, Kol mi she'enu osa el kemosha hu mitzuva, medaklik kechor hazara, hu osa ke'evet. He's like a servant. Whatever he's told to do, he does. But not that, and an iota more. But if a person has ava towards something, hopefully a husband and a wife, and a good relationship, and friends, and different good healthy relationships, ha'ovid me'ava, b'lev sholem, it's lavos, avas Hashem, bor b'kir bo ein keitz lavodoso. Then there's no limit of how much you want to give to when you have ava towards somebody or to something. And that's what Torah is all about, is that we should have that ava towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And a person says, I'll only do exactly what it says in the Torah. I don't want to do an iota more. Then he missed the whole point of the Torah. Afilu Torah Eilo. Well, so he says that he thinks that this is pshat in the Haggadah. Now we'll tie it into the Haggadah, says the Chasam Sofer. Lafi ani yazdaiti. Zeh she'ilas ben ha-chacham. U'tshuvaso eilov. You know, you don't think about the Chacham. So the Chasam Sofer says, the Chacham was probably just 10 years old. He was a chatan. That's how he understands. He was below the age of bar mitzvah. So he says, chatan potter min ha-mitzvahs. Right? Chatan doesn't have to do with mitzvahs. But even though normally a katan is out of the zone of doing mitzvahs, but the night of the Seder, kol ha-mitzvahs tulim bo. A lot of the mitzvahs, he says, a lot of mitzvahs are focused on the katan. And he's going to explain. In other words, the halacha is that the korban pesach needed minui. Meaning you had to be enlisted. Because you can't just show up and say, you know, that's the big kasha that the Malbim asks. Kol dichvin yesei v'yechol. It's not true. You can't just invite somebody. Kol dichvin yesei v'yifsach. Yesei v'yechol is true. Anyone who wants to come and eat the meal, he can come. But to eat the Korban Pesach, you had to already be... You can't just offer an invitation... on Pesach night to somebody, because you had to be min hamnuyim. You had to be enlisted. So it's interesting. So the Malbim asked the question, so what's pshat in the Haggadah? So he says, no, the Haggadah was a takeoff, was the Halal Machmanya, is written in Aramaic. So it's what they did in Bavel. In Bavel, they didn't have a Korban Pesach. So in Bavel, they said, L'zecher, you could... You know, why don't you just come and symbolically come and eat the Korban Pesach, but it wasn't really the Korban Pesach. So, but in the real Korban Pesach and a real Seder in Yerushalayim, when there was a real Korban Pesach, you had to enlist from before. You can't just show up now. So, but the halacha is, celebrate Sofas Alpha Pishayim Chuyiv and Pesach Bar Torah. In other words, a katan could be enlisted in the Korban Pesach. Even though he's not mechuyev. So you would say maybe that's not right to enlist somebody, in other words, to use the Korban Pesach for somebody who's not even obligated in it. But yet the halacha is celebe sovas, the whole family, even the ketanim. Avamutu limdoso ve'enom shalolim nuyev. And that's not, you don't say, well, maybe the enlistment doesn't count. It's not tofes for a katan. And then you're basically having the Korban Pesach be eaten, at least part of the Korban Pesach, by somebody who's not enlisted, because maybe you can't enlist a katan because he's not mechuyev. So the answer is no. That Psela Beis Ovos, the whole family, could be enlisted. So that's what the Ben Chacham says. The Ben Chacham says the Chasam Sofer is a kid. He's a 10-year-old. He says, Ma hayom miyomayim. He says, why is this different? Why are we getting notoriety all of a sudden tonight? When the rest of the year, you don't give us an aliyah, we can't daven for the Almud, we can't do anything, and all of a sudden, we're somebody. The night of the Pesach Seder. V'ayin ma'a edus v'chukim v'mishmotim asher tziva Hashem elokeinu eschem. Hine v'omru tziva elokeinu kolo atzmu imohem. V'omru eschem motzi atzmu nakal kol motziva eschem. In other words, Hashem commanded eschem to include us as well. In other words, you adults are all of a sudden, we're on the map now. So what's different now? If I'm should be chayiv in these mitzvahs, so I should be no different than you. If I'm any bar chiyuv, so then why all of a sudden am I included? So what's the answer? V'atshuva al zeh kasher anachnu avodim nimkarim l'kadosh baruch hu kasher atziyan mi'avdus paro and avodim chochum avdu v'asos kirtzonu. In other words, when an Eved services something, he has to do what the master wants. V'ein ze avoda b'shleimus. But that's not a full avoda, because you're not doing it because you really have a love and you really want to do it. You were told. The master tells you, do this, you do this. But may yivoda eifel avosos Hashem asos v'sono. In other words, if we do above them, that shows Ava. When you do more, if you just do, this is what I have to do, this is what I'm required, I'm not, so that you're doing, you're following the rules, but you're not showing Ava. So therefore, afilu haktanim, the night of the Seder, afilu haktanim, she'ena bar chiyuva, anachnu melamdim morim libosam lavosav yiroso. So all of a sudden, the night of the Pesach, we're focusing on them, telling them the story, including them in the Korban Pesach, halachically, to show that our Ava, there's no limitations tonight. Obviously, we don't need comments, but I'm saying, there's no limitations. We go above the limits to express this Ava that we don't have necessarily the rest of the year. And if you look, it's interesting. If you look back to page one now, Parshas Veschanan, so that's the Shaila of the Chacham. But in the Haggadah, it's interesting. The Haggadah gives a different answer than the Chumash gives. Haggadah just says, "Afatamol kilchos haPesach, ein maftir machar Pesach havikomen." But if you look in the Chumash, which the Parshas of Echanan is the question of the Chacham, ki yisholcha bincha malcha leimor ba'edos v'chukim atz b'mishpatim asher tziva asher mokenu eschem. So what's the answer? So if you look at the end, the next page, it says, "Utzdaka tielonu ki nishmur lasas atz kol mitzvah zos l'fnei Hashem Elokeinu asher tzivanu." In other words, this night. In other words, what was the question? So the question is, why all of a sudden are we included? The ketanim, we're being included. So the Chasam Sofer says that's the answer. Take a look now back on page 15. L'chein ha-chacham l'ben ha-chacham avodim ha-yinu farim mitzrayim v'gam v'yitzevein ha-shem la-sos ha-chum l'tov v'anuk stokit y'alonu ki nishmo la-sos kol ha-mitzvah l'fnei Hashem. What is l'chein ha-chacham lo-tziva nishmo la-sos? In other words, acharei Hashem means Hashem commands, you go after him. You follow what the command was. Lefnei Hashem means you're doing even something that was not part of the command, so to speak. So that's the idea. That's what the Chumash gives the answer of what's the, you know, the real answer of what the Chacham is asking. And that's the idea, because the night of the Seder is a night that knows no bounds. It expands our horizons beyond just the regular requirements. And then he says, he continues on page 16, you know, we bring the Tomish HaShachar and the Tomish HaBen Arbaim, one in the morning and one in the afternoon. That's an obligation. But then there's the third karm, the third thing. So we have Tfilas Shachris, Keneged Tavnit Shal Shachar, Tfilas Mincha, Keneged Wat, Tomish HaBen Arbaim. But then there's Marv. So what's Marv all about? He chashuv min hakol. He keneged a verb dorm shekvar nigmar avodah v'chiyuv al kol b'layla. In other words, we know that whatever was korbanos that were brought in the daytime, the blood was put on the mizbeach in the daytime, and now we have the fats of those korbanos. Those korbanos could go; they burn throughout the night. V'chiyuv al kol b'layla hafach b'tzinur lashkiach l'gvarm. In other words, there's no chiyuv to stoke the coals throughout the night. Because in other words, this is not a real requirement. This is, you know, whatever was there, you put on the mizbeach. But that's not the etzim. This is the what? The added thing. And that's that same idea. And that's the Yaakov Avinu, as he's going to point out. That Marv is connected to Yaakov Avinu, because that aspect, and then, you know, Tfilas Arv is Rishus. But even if it's Rishus, but the thing that's Rishus that you do shows even a greater love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I'd like to continue on that thought of the Chasam Sofer and add in a couple of more ideas that also show this idea. So, first is the famous idea that in the Haggadah. Let's see what page. Here we go. On page. Yeah, page 8. The Chol Hamarbe L'Saper Mitzias Mitzrayim Hareiz Meshubach. So that's exactly what the idea is. That it was if you, why is it Meshubach? Because that's the idea. That if you're just going to do the limit, what you're required, so that shows that you're an Eved, but it doesn't show that you're a Ben. It doesn't show that you have any Ava towards HaKadosh Baruch. So, Kol Hamar V'Saper Mitzias Mitzrayim, Harei Zeh Meshubach. Another idea that I thought follows this same idea as well. That is, if you take a look here on page 17. You look here on page 17. So the so it says like this. Tashma, bottom of the page. The Amar Rishub and Levi, Hashamash Sha'ochel Kezayis Matzah, Shu Mesiv Yotza. So the Shamash is like the waiter. So if he eats the Kezayis of Matzah, so normally he's going to be walking around, serving everybody. But if he has a moment to recline, right, and he eats a Kezayis, so then he's yotze. Meisiv in lo meisiv lo. But if he has to recline. Shmamina bai haseib shmamina. So if he's able to chap a free moment to what? to recline, that he could get an Itzik Azayis, he's Yotzik. So if you look here on page 18 and 19, the Maharal Prague wrote a famous sefer called Gvuras Hashem. And that's his sefer dedicated to Pesach. His sefer Gvuras Hashem, and Rav Yeshua Hartman from Eretz Yisrael came out with a beautiful many, many volumes with, you know, huge footnotes and explanations and things. It's kedai to have to get a greater appreciation if you want to learn the Maharal. So he says like this on page 19. This is from the Perek Memches of Gvuras Hashem. He says, "Mehadik Omer Rishu Ben Levi Hashem Shachol Kazayis Yotza Besim Yotza." So what's the Yotza? Yotza is like a little bit parv. You Yotze. So he says, "Yeshul Lemo Mikomer B'Dievid Yotza." So it's mashma that, you know, it's you were Yotze. Look at footnote 243. In other words, it should have given a more positive light to it. That the Shamas should eat a Kazayis Mehaseba. He says, if he did it, then he's Yotze. So what's the point? So he says, Shekol ma she'ochel matzah below Pesach l'chadchila tzorech ha'seba. In other words, any matzah that you eat at the Seder, really you should recline. Look on footnote 244. Lama nokar ha'shama she'ochel kezai, he's explaining the Maharal. He says, why does it say ha'shama she'ochel kezai is matzah b'haseba yotza? And he says, a dafka shamas. It says only going to the shamas. But the shamas, he's up on his toes the whole time. He's waitering. He's going around. So if he can hop in, you know, to get to recline for you know, a couple of minutes there, so, you know, he could get it. But dafka shamas, shabashamish levnei suda, v'yev shalol hesev, havar shalakra odom, yesev kolzman sha'ocha matzah. But everyone else is going to eat much more than a kazayis. Kazayis is the minimum. But everyone else, so that's what he writes here in the Maharal. Davol gav di yotzei b'kazayis echad, him ochol harbei, hakol hi mitzvah achas. In other words, but if you eat more, in other words, a kazayis is yotza. That's the bare minimum. But, like we said before, the night of Pesach is all about not just doing the bare minimum. Because the night of Pesach is showing the ava that we have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you do the bare minimum, you're an Eved. So an Eved, he does his job. That's your job. But if you're a person that is an Ohev Hashem, then you're not going to just interested in doing the bare minimum. So he says, Yoser Adishi Kol Achilosum Bebitzvah Ulficha Yesh Nolecho Kol Achilosh Amatzah Be'aseba Shuder Chayrus. So the best is to eat the whole thing, everything, all the matzah they eat, to be Be'aseba. Because the Maharal Shita is that the Tziv, he writes, also says the same idea, that kazayis is the minimum. But anything that you eat more than a kazayis of matzah to say there, you're Yotzei, you get a bigger mitzvah. It's enhanced. We don't say, you know, we could have said, that once the mitzvah is over, you can buy, and everything else is not a mitzvah anymore. You can't eat chametz, but you don't get a mitzvah. No, the Maharal says no. The kazayis is the minimum, and then you can continue to eat more, and if that's what you do, then you eat that whole thing be'aseba. Shu derech eretz. Nivokein lama nokar hashama she'ochel kazayis matzah be'aseba yotza. So I thought that this Maharal is a perfect addition to what the Chasam Sofer was saying. Because the fact that the Torah gives us this opportunity to have the bare minimum mitzvah and to expand. It's just like by the Haggadah. So why is it? You didn't just say this is it and then and anything else is extra and it's not a count, because that's the idea. Because at the Lel Seder, the way I titled the page here, was that the Lel Seder is the Ava V'Ratzon. It's the time that we can show our Ava to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, that, at the Seder, that we were definitely given the opportunity, Malas HaAva V'Ratzon B'Lel HaSeder. Because we're given the opportunity to have this, to have a bare minimum, to be an Eved, or to show that we want to be a Ben. We want to be, we want to have a real Ava, a real relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why Kol HaMarbeh L'Saper, Harei Zeh Meshubach. That's why the mitzvah of matzah, kezayis, that's only a minimum. But anything you eat more is included in the mitzvah itself. And that's what the Chasam Sofer said. That's why at the Lel Seder, we even include the Ketanim. And that's what the Chacham was answering. Why all of a sudden, the Chacham saying, why all of a sudden the eyes on me? The whole year I'm excluded. Why all of a sudden, what happened now? So that's the answer. Because this is the night that we have to show that it's the core of our Avas Hashem is the night of the Seder. And therefore, the night of the Seder is where we both in terms of the people who are included, in terms of the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the Achilas Matzah, all have expansive nature that you don't necessarily have the rest of the year. Even though we want to have Avas Hashem the whole year, but this is the core. This is the core of our Emunah, the core of our love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always watching over Klal Yisrael. Yisrael explains that, and that's the special, and that's our true Avas Hashem is what the Gemara says in Yevamos, that a kol omer eli Torah afilu Torah elo, that someone says I only do the Torah, meaning I only do the letter of the law. So, if someone says that, says the Gemara in Yevamos, the way the Chasam Sofer explains, then you didn't even do the letter of the law because you missed the whole boat. You missed the whole boat of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the if you look also now the HaKadosh Pesach. Yovinu Bamikra. On page 7, going over to page 8, he explains it as well. He says, V'chol amarbe inyan dibur mora al cheres. She'omer ha'shem she'rotze b'lo pachad. Right? In other words, speech, freedom of speech, that shows chayrus, and that's what the Arizal in the Shar HaKavanos says. Pesach notrikon Pesach. It's two words. Pesach, the mouth speaks, because again, the fact that the mouth could speak, we have the chayrus in that way. That's the way we a lot of times express ava is with dibur. Right? Any person knows that you have ava towards the person or ava this by articulating that, and that's what Pesach is. This time that we the expansive nature, and therefore it's the time of what Pesach. Prince Devi, the mouth speaks. That's the Shabbatia. And then, as well, in this Haggadah, on the next page, on page 9, he says, Chacham, and it's interesting, he says the same idea. Because globally, we never necessarily think about it, that the Chacham is, is a cotton. He's, we don't necessarily think in those terms. Four sons. But he writes, the Chacham Yodea, page 9. Chacham Yodea ki hashinuyim ha'elu she'asu lefanav hei mitzvah Hashem v'shol ladas pirtav v'tamav. He wants to understand all these different things we're doing. V'hu omeh asher tziva eschem b'bnei shehu katan. That's why he says eschem. That's this he points out. What's eschem? Because, again, the Chassam Sofer expounds a lot on the eschem means it can't mean you to speak to me, but very simply, eschem, not me. That was the question, why is he different than the Rasha? So he says, eschem, b'pnei shehu katan, v'einu chuyav mitzvos. V'al zeh, look at in the footnote of Kuf Chav Tes, shibole ha'lechet, v'ein lechon shlo b'kfir, v'ma Rasha, shkivar kala atzmo, yimohem ba'omer Hashem Elokeinu. Right, that's my mother-in-law. Every year, she likes to ask this at the Seder. What's the difference between the Chacham and the Rasha? A lot of people ask this question because they're both seeming Eschem. So you say Lachem Lo Lo, but he said no. So the Shibol Elok, and he explains because he already said Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Tziva Hashem Elokeinu. So he already said that he believes in God. It's not like the Rasha that he totally excludes himself. The only question is, I'm not commanded. So what's this thing that you're being commanded? But the fact that he's believing in God and he's part of that belief that he already articulated, and that's how the Shibol HaLeket explains that famous question of how come by the Rasha we say, Lachem, Lachem V'lo Lo, L'fi She'hotzi Esasmo. Yeah, he wasn't Botzi Esasmo. He says Hashem Elokeinu. And that's, and then he continues, Al Zeh Meshivelo Kol Sipor, page 10. Haggadah Lemitzvos Laila Kol Hilchas Pesach Shem Zecher Yitzias Mitzrayim Rosh Hashanah Vatshuva B'Torah Barichas Amata Lemincha Avodim Hayinu Eitzaveinu Hashem Asos Kol Achim Ve'Elam. And it's interesting, the Amarta. There's a vort that the Rabbeinu Bechaya says in Shmos. Rechaz Friedman speaks about it. What was the difference between Dibur and Amira? He says Dibur is Torah Shebichsav. Dibur is Lashon Kasha, because Torah Shebichsav is rigid. You can't add anything. You can't add a word. You can't add a letter. Very rigid. Amira is Torah Shebal Peh. Rav Shechter just put up a sefer about Torah Shebal Peh. That it's part of a Rava, the Gemara says. You can ask kashas. You can have more interpretations. It's pliable. So that's why we say over here to the Ben Chacham, the Amarta, because again, the whole idea of the Amarta Lebincha, because the whole idea of Amira is the fact that at this night, we're not being rigid. We're including the Katan. We're expanding. We're expanding Kol Amar Ben Lesaper. You eat a kezias, you need more than a kezias. You need more. And we're even including the ketanim to be reminded of them of the Korban Pesach. And this is all under the idea of showing the ava that we have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because it's the opposite of the Eved relationship. Because an Eved relationship is it's rigid, it's defined, and that's it. You don't have that extra love, and it's a contracted deal. Whatever you commit to, and here it's much more than that. And that's the night of the of Luel HaSeder. That's this special Ava Verotzon. We say in Hallel, Be'ashpos Yorim Evyon. So literally it means that the Eviot is a poor person. So he's like, he's in the Ashpa, you know, he's in the lowest of the low. So he has to be extricated from there. So I once heard Rav Olbam say over from the Sfasem, says, I think from his Riafa, I think from the Chidush HaRim, another idea. What does Evyon mean? Evyon is a poor person. Why is Evyon a poor person? Because the word Evyon means Ova. Ova means what? Rotza. Rotzon. He says a lot of times people have Rotzon for things that are not important. They have this luxury and things that are not really. So their Rotzonos, their Evyon, their Rotzon is in the Ashpa. So we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu the Rotzon that we should have. We want to be healthy so we can learn and daven and do chesed. In other words, the Rotzon we have in life should be an expansive Rotzon, not a Rotzon that really belongs in the Ashpa, but just like the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva. All the things that says in the Torah that you're going to get for doing mitzvahs, that's not the sky. Because there's nothing in this world that could be a proper schar for even one mitzvah. One mitzvah is so great that there's nothing this world has to offer. So what's pshat in Olam Chumash? The schar is in Olam Haba. In Olam Haba, there's a world that's beyond this. So what's all the things that are saying that are in Chumash, that if you do mitzvahs, you'll get mataratz chebito. That's just facilitators. Hashem sees that an individual really wants to has the love to Hashem, but he really wants to service Him beyond bounds, so then he's going to make sure that he's healthy and he has all the physical needs, not as a schar, but to facilitate him to continue to doing what he was doing till now. But not the Torah schar, the Torah a facilitator, that if this is what you do and this is what how I see that's what you want, I will facilitate and make sure there's no impediments in your life. That all the things in life that can be impediments to servicing HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be removed. And that's Me'ashpos Yorim Evyon, that Hashem says, but your Rotzon has to be taken out of the Ashpa. It can't be things that you want that are frivolous and you know, not things that are important. So when we go, Bez Hashem, we're approaching the Lel HaSeder, and we're approaching the Zman of Pesach, that our Hadibur is now can express our Ava towards Hashem, and that's a key to Ava, is to be able to express that to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to express that to your fellow Jew, etc., to be able to express Pesach, it's two words, Pesach, and it's all these ideas of the expansive nature of the Korban Pesach that shows that the relationship is not just a finite thing like an Eved, it's the Amira, V'amarta Lebincha, not Dibur, but Amira, because Amira is, as the Rabbeinu Bachai says, Amira is pliable, it's like the Rav Shepard pointed out, the Gemara in Chagiga, the Torah Shebal Peh is part of a Rava. It expands, it's elastic, it's expansive, and that's what the Haggadah is. Kol amar b'lesaper, hareze mesubach. Kizayis matzah, that's the minimum. Go further, do more to show that we have this special relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as the Pasuk says in Mishlei, kemayim ponim oponim kein lev odom la'odom, that a person shows an attitude to someone else of love, then the other person feels that and reciprocates. And that's the same idea that we have with the Ribbono Shel Olam. We show the Lel Seder that we're willing to go, you know, the full 9 yards or further. So then Bez Hashem as well will do all for us as well. Because as the Haggadah, At Eirom Ve'Eryo, that we didn't really have any schusim yet to go out of Mitzrayim. You know, that's why, you know, the Oiv Yisrael, the Abter Rav, said that we say in the Piyut, the Yotzus, for Shabbos HaChodesh and Musaf, that Nisan is what? is a month, She Yeshuas Makifos, which literally means we're surrounded with Yeshuas. But the Oiv Yisrael says, you know what Makifos means? The Shnai say, when you buy something with Hakafa, you buy it on credit. So everything we did the night of, everything we got the night of the Seder is our pure love. It's all on credit. We didn't pay, pay anything. We didn't deserve anything, etc. That's why the Paratis Eliezer explains the minhag Hasidim. I don't know how many of you have this minhag. But the minhag Hasidim is what? Is to count Sfira after the Seder, at the second Seder. Right, so if you go to Bar Park on the night of Seder, everyone's after 12, 1 o'clock at night, and people are going to shul, to count Sfira in shul, because that's the other minig is just to count after Marv, like we normally would count. But many people have that minig, and the Ramami Panu explains, because the Seder is all about what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave for his love to us on credit. So first we tell, well, what did we buy? And then, Sfira is the time that we got the bill, and now we have to start paying back. And that's what we do. So that you can only speak about the Sfira once it's the Seder's over, once we see what we received, and that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving it all because of his limitless Ava to us. The Be'ez Hashem, when the Seder night gives us that opportunity to show this Ava that we have to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and Be'ez Hashem, it should be my Panim upon him. We should be able to, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reciprocate and give us limitless Ava as well. And Be'ez Hashem, that should bring the Goyal Adir Hu Yivne Beiso Bekarov. And Be'ez Hashem, that all the wars in the world, especially in Eretz Israel, should stop. And there should be that we can continue the serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu without the impediments. And the Rambam says one of the impediments, the Rambam writes, is Milchama. That's when, if you look at Hilchos Tshuva and Perek Tes, Halacha Beis, he says sickness and all this, and Milchama. He writes, so that's also one of the impediments. So Be'ez Hashem, we should be Nisan Nigalu, Nisan Masir Nigal, we should all be Zocha, Bimhir, they should Adir Hu Yuvne Beis of Bekarov, B'ez Meshiach Tzidkenu, Bimhir of Yom.
Oh, I'll crush for some that.
Me too.
Thank you.
Okay, have a good trip.
Thank you so much.
Regards to everybody.
Yeah.
I just spoke to you live the other day.
Oh, you did?